Well, welcome. Welcome to a wonderful, beautiful day for Murray State University and the Commonwealth of Kentucky. I'm Abby Hensley, the Director of Development for the College of Hudson College of Agriculture here at Murray State, and I'm honored to serve as your MC for today. As we gather to celebrate this monumental moment during our centennial year of agriculture at Murray State University, I'd like to welcome you to the West Farm. This is one of our five university farms here at Murray State, and the future home of the brand new veterinary science building, as well as the College of Veterinary Medicine, and our pre-vet and vet tech students that will serve in this building. Murray State University Hudson College of Agriculture continues to maintain about 450 students in our vet tech and pre-vet programs who are eagerly anticipating the completion of the vet science building. And at this time, I would like to welcome the Dean of the Hudson College of Agriculture, Dr. Brian Parr.
Thanks, Abby, and I would like to welcome everyone here. Which one of these am I supposed to be talking? This one right here? All these microphones. The good news is I never met a microphone I didn't like. I always joke whenever they record me singing, they should hold the recorder right here at my ear because that's where it sounds best, Ronnie. Very close to me. I'd like to welcome everybody here today. This is quite a monumental occasion and really a monumental year. This is the 100th year of agriculture here at Murray State. 100 years ago, we started having agriculture classes, and it's been an amazing journey all through the years. I'd encourage you to look back at it, but there have been some things that have even happened right here on this very spot in the past that were quite monumental. It was back in 1946, just very close to this spot that we're sitting right here, where Murray's Royal Design was born. Murray's Royal Design was a calf. Murray's Royal Design was a milk calf that was born right here. And what was unique about Murray's Royal Design was it was the first artificially bred calf born in the state of Kentucky. So born right here on this. And this was where our dairy was. And I know many of you remember the silo that just came down recently. And so it served for many years as a great facility. But as we look at this, I think back over the last few years and really what a long, strange trip it's been of an amazing adventure that we've seen that has progressed over the last 3 years plus. But really, if you look back, it goes much further than that. If you look into the minutes of our Board of Regents from 1973, I don't remember much about 1973 because I was born in July of that year, but I can remember that was the year that this happened, that our Board of Regents passed a resolution to establish a school of veterinary medicine at Murray State. Well, if that had happened, we'd been celebrating our 50th anniversary a year or so ago, but obviously that didn't happen. It never made it out of the committee. It never made it really anywhere at all. But we saw this come up a few times over the last 50 years, but then most recently, just a few years ago, we went back to Frankfort, and I remember telling the story of animal agriculture in Kentucky and how it related to what we do here at the Hudson School of Agriculture, and how I believe that we were poised at this time, we were the right place, this was the right climate in order to establish the first ever school, and now we're going to call it the College of Veterinary Medicine here at Murray State. And so I've got a lot of people to thank for that. There's been a lot of people that helped us as we go along the way. Mr. Ronnie Pryor, one of our graduates, also served as one of our lobbyists that has carried me into office after office after office and said, tell them the story again, Brian, tell them the story again. And that's what we do, and that's okay, that's great. And so Ronnie has done a great job, but a proud graduate of our program. And so after that first year of those trips to Frankfort, the result was not exactly what we were looking for, because what I would like to have happened, Leader Rudy, where's Leader Rudy at? What I'd like to have happened, Leader Rudy, was him to say, Brian, yeah, that's exactly what we need. We're going to make it happen today. But it's obviously a process. And so we started with that process that resulted in another independent feasibility study that showed that we were in fact a good place for a College of Vet Medicine. But what that session ended in was a very key and amazing appropriation of what we're celebrating that today. A $60 million appropriation that established the way that we could move forward in building this building that houses veterinary sciences. It's certainly a great home. We are going to move once this is completed. The pre-vet and vet tech program will be able to be located in this building in the fall of 27. And so that's not too far in the future that they'll get to move into this new facility. And I don't know, how many graduates do we have from the pre-vet, vet tech program sitting in the audience here today? I know that there's several of you. Well, you took classes, and today we're teaching classes in the Carmen Pavilion. Why in the world would we call a building on campus a pavilion, Dr. Brannon? Because they used to show cows under the roof over there. And it wasn't a building, it was a pavilion. And so that's where you took many of your classes. That building has been updated several times through over the years, but we are desperately in need of a new facility, and that's what this facility is going to provide for our pre-vet and vet tech program. And so we're so thankful for Leader Rudy, who I joke that I wanted him to work faster, but he's worked hard. And I certainly appreciate that. I appreciate Representative Imes that has worked hard for us. I see Senator Howell sitting back there in the back. We've got Representative Holloway up front here. We've got former Representative Richard Heath, who really presented the first bill in the House, and that was a special situation where we happened to be in town that day and had a whole group from Murray there that day. I believe the chamber was there that day that got to attend the House meeting and see that bill pass. And so a great step along the way. And so we're looking at this as the next step as we go forward. But I want to tell you that we have great faculty, we have great students, and now we're going to have great facilities in this pre-vet and vet tech program, because we had the other two have been in place for a long time. And finally, I'd like to say that as we stand here today, the saying couldn't be any more true, that we stand here on the shoulders of giants. There have been a lot of people that have paved the way for what we're doing here today, and some of them are even in the audience. Dr. Brannon, standing back there, served as really the first dean of the Hudson School of Agriculture and brought us through a lot of things, a lot of amazing things. Dr. Jim Davis is standing around here somewhere, and Dr. Davis, there he is, well, he's sitting back there. Dr. Davis is back home, served as department chair as well as animal science faculty members here for many years, and done a phenomenal amount of work here to develop what we've done. Mr. O.L. Robertson's O.L. around here somewhere. I haven't seen him, but he's here usually on a daily basis. And so thankful that he did what he did. We're thankful for President Patterson for stepping in and seeing this thing through the finish line. We're thankful for Dr. Bob Jackson, our former president, that really got the ball rolling and carried us through Frankfurt in two sessions in seeing this come to fruition. And so I just can't say thank you enough and how much I appreciate this this asset and how it's going to serve our students in the Hudson College of Agriculture. Abby, that's new for me to say. You might have heard that a minute ago. Our board just passed a few weeks ago a resolution to change our name from the Hudson School of Agriculture to the Hudson College of Agriculture. And really, it's just reflective of the maturity of the unit and how we serve our students here and the growth that we've seen over the last several years. And so we're thankful for that as we partner now with the College of Veterinary Medicine, with Dr. Laura Ken Hoffman serving as our founding dean. And so Dr. Hoffman is no stranger. She's a graduate of our program as well and served most recently as our chair of pre-vet and vet tech. And so it couldn't be a better situation. This is going to be a shared facility. It's going to be a facility that shares resources around it in terms of animals and land and other resources. And I couldn't think of a better situation. It's definitely going to be very synergetic for our students, and I'm certainly looking forward to it. And so welcome once again. Thank you for what you've done in getting us to this point. There's no doubt that nearly, if not everybody in this crowd, had some hand in seeing that we're here today. And so thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, Dr. Parr, and for your commitment to our students and all of our agriculture programs. Now I would like to invite the 15th president of Murray State University, Dr. Ron K. Patterson.
Before I start my comments, I do want to share with you, thank you for your patience. We do have several dignitaries that will stand before you today and share a lot of comments. And so again, thank you for your patience. But before again, I begin my comments, I do want to welcome and thank my First Lady, Jenny Patterson, for being here and supporting us in this effort as well. She takes care of the house and allows me to be your president. And so thank you. Also, for our legislative champions, if you're in the audience seating, if you're standing out amongst the crowd, will you please stand just for a moment, please? Please stand. Thank you. So good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here for this momentous occasion for Murray State University. Today marks a defining moment for our university. It represents years of continued work and progress for our veterinary technology and pre-veterinary medicine programs, while also paving the way for the first ever College of Veterinary Medicine within Kentucky. This groundbreaking ceremony represents our belief in what this institution can become and the future in which it intends to shape. The Veterinary Sciences Building represents a bold step forward. It strengthens our commitment to veterinary medicine as it prepares a workforce that our state and region urgently needs. This is the type of strategic investment that elevates the university that will have impact for decades. Currently, there are 31 accredited colleges in the United States that have a vet school, plus 5 with provisional accreditation. And what provisional accreditation means is very simple. These students have accepted their first cohort of students, but not have yet received full accreditation until their students sit for the Novelly exam, which is a North American veterinary licensure exam. For reasons such as this, I express my deepest gratitude to the West Kentucky delegation, the General Assembly, leaders in both the House and Senate, our federal delegation, and again, to our legislative champions, thank you so very much for recognizing that Kentucky deserves a College of Veterinary Medicine. This building is a testament to the trust the General Assembly of the Commonwealth has placed in our mission here at Murray State University. Dean Parr alluded to this earlier. Murray State has dreamed for this day for over 50 years. Because of your support, the College of Veterinary Medicine moved from a dream on a blueprint to a reality on this campus. So thank you for funding that was allocated for the new facility at Murray State University so we can enhance our existing veterinary tech programs and pre-vet medicine programs while also supporting the future students and future programs. And to the Council on Post-Secondary Education, thank you, thank you, and thank you to the full CPE board for their unwavering advocacy and for making the necessary investment in higher education in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Your commitment to higher education, to career preparation, and to the needs of our agriculture and rural communities has made this project possible. So please give those individuals a huge round of applause. I also want to be sure to thank Governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, and the Kentucky Veterinary Medical Association for prioritizing this investment as well. Again, recognizing that our students, while addressing the need of agriculture and rural communities, has made this project possible. And again, these individuals deserve a round of applause as well. This project was also made possible by the generosity of the Murray State University Foundation. And you'll hear from that representative here very shortly. And I want to publicly thank the Foundation Board of Trustees for their catalytic gift and unwavering faith in Murray State University. Your commitment to your alma mater is inspiring to us all. And finally, I want to thank the design and construction teams and our campus facility management team for their hard work tirelessly to bring us to this point today. Because of their effort and their hard work, we can proudly say that our future program at Murray State University is Kentucky's first College of Veterinary Medicine. This moment marks the start of a new chapter, one defined by growth, innovation, and a deeper commitment to the communities in which we serve. So thank you all for being a part of this moment. The work ahead is significant. And so this impact will make, and together, we'll build again the future for Murray State University. Again, I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve as the 15th president, and I'm honored and humbled to be a part of this groundbreaking ceremony today. At this time, I am pleased to bring before you to the podium Dr. David Monshine, Vice Chair of the Board of Regents.
Good to hear your voice. Thank you, Dr. Patterson. Distinguished colleagues, institutional leaders, and honored guests, on behalf of the Board of Regents at Murray State University, it is my privilege to join you as we break ground on the new Veterinary Sciences Building. This project represents a thoughtful and forward-looking investment in academic excellence, workforce development, and the future of veterinary medicine in our state. This facility will strengthen our veterinary technology and pre-veterinary medicine programs while also serving the students of our developing College of Veterinary Medicine. It will also provide the instructional environments needed to prepare the next generation of veterinary technologists and veterinarians. Please rest assured that the Board of Regents of Murray State University is committed to responsible stewardship and supporting initiatives that advance the mission of this institution. Today's groundbreaking ceremony reflects that commitment and marks the beginning of a new chapter of growth and impact. Thank you for joining us for this important moment in the history of Murray State University. Go Racers!
Thank you, Dr. Monshine, and all of those that are here today representing the Board of Regents here in the front. As previously stated, the Murray State University Foundation is a proud partner and supporter of Murray State University. Mr. George Long, a 1968 graduate, is here to speak on behalf of the Board of Trustees.
Most of you are fortunate that you're in the shade. It's warm out here. You know, I think, wow, it's an amazing what a team can do when they work together. And your MSU Foundation is pleased to be a part of that team. It has been a little over 50 years since the Board of Regents voted to pursue bringing the School of Veterinary Medicine to MSU. I was just informed by Dr. Benoit that when that vote was taken in 1973, my father was on that Board of Regents. So I've got a lot of history way back. The process was prioritized when our past president, Dr. Bob Jackson, moved the project to the forefront, and with the strong support of the Board of Regents, our legislature, Western Kentucky magnified, but all of the legislature, the continuing support of Dr. Ron Patterson, and the guidance of our founding dean, Dr. Laura Hoffman. Now it's a reality. Your foundation, due to the generous contributions of its alumni and friends, that's you guys, you're all alumni and friends. The foundation is going to contribute $500,000 per year for the next 5 years to support the building and starting and continuance of the college. I had it down as school, but I understand now it's the College of Veterinary Medicine. Congratulations on the job well done as we break ground for this new $60 million veterinary building to house our, College of Veterinary Medicine. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Long and the MSU Foundation. It is now my privilege to welcome a representative of Kentucky Council on Postsecondary Education. Please join me in greeting the Executive Vice President of General Counsel for Government Relations, Legal, and Operations, Mr. Travis Powell.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the Kentucky Council on Postsecondary Education, the state coordinating body for higher education in Kentucky, it's an honor to join you today for this exciting milestone at Murray State University. But first off, I do represent an agency in Frankfort, but I want to say that it's particularly special to me as a native of Western Kentucky, specifically Ballard County, and as a son, grandson, nephew, and friend of Murray State alumni, and someone who's spent a considerable amount of time on this campus over the years. Groundbreakings like this are more than ceremonial. They reflect strategic investment, thoughtful planning, and a shared commitment to the future of our Commonwealth. Today, we celebrate a project that embodies all three. This new veterinary sciences building represents exactly the kind of forward-looking initiative we strive to support across Kentucky's post-secondary system. It aligns education with workforce needs, strengthens key industries, and expands opportunities for students to succeed in high-demand, high-impact careers. Agriculture remains one of Kentucky's most important economic drivers, and animal health is a critical part of that ecosystem. By investing in modern facilities and hands-on learning environments, Murray State is helping ensure that Kentucky continues to produce highly skilled professionals who are ready to serve our farms, our communities, and our broader economy. From the council's perspective, this project is also about access and outcomes. It creates more opportunities for students, especially those from rural communities, to pursue careers in veterinary and animal sciences without leaving the region. It improves the talent pipeline and increases attainment in these fields that are so desperately needed for the economy of Western Kentucky and the state at large. Equally important is the message this building sends, that Kentucky is committed to innovation and preparing for the future. Facilities like this are not just spaces. They are catalysts for research, collaboration, and discovery. They allow institutions like Murray State to remain competitive, responsive, and impactful. Also want to recognize leadership, faculty, partners, and supporters who made this possible today. Projects like this don't just happen overnight, and they don't happen without a vision, persistence, and collaboration. Dr. Parr and others, I know how hard you all worked to secure funding for this project in the 2024 session. With all the competing priorities, Representative Ives, Florida Leader Rudy, Senator Howe, Representative Holloway, Representative Heath, others that are here, all the competing priorities that you all juggle during these times, we appreciate your leadership in making this investment. We're excited to work with you, Dr. Patterson, Dr. Hoffman, and your team as you all carry the torch and fulfill this vision set forth by all the parties that made this a reality. Years from now, students who learn here will go on to make meaningful contributions across Kentucky and beyond. They will strengthen our workforce, support our agricultural communities, and advance the field of veterinary sciences in ways we can only begin to imagine today. And we'll all trace back to moments like this when we honor an investment in the possible. Thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this important day, and congratulations to Murray State University on this exciting new chapter.
Thank you, Dr. Powell. As it's been mentioned, moments like this does not happen overnight. We are grateful for strong and committed relationships with each of our legislators. As it's been mentioned, during the 24-26 biennium budget, $60 million was secured for this building, which is a much needed vet science building here on our campus. And I'm pleased to welcome Representative Mary Beth Imes to share a few remarks.
Has anybody noticed it's windy? I think most of what I have been going to say has been said, but I want you to know it's truly an honor to be here before you today at this monumental, as has already been stated, this monumental occasion, the groundbreaking of the new veterinary science building here on the West Farm. As a proud representative of this region, I cannot overstate how important this moment is, not just for Murray State, but for the future of animal health, agriculture, workforce development across the Commonwealth. For decades, Murray State has been a leader in preparing students for real-world success, and its veterinary technician program is a shining example of that commitment. The new facility represents much more than brick and mortar. It represents an opportunity for students to gain hands-on, cutting-edge training. It's the opportunity for Kentucky to meet communities to meet the growing demand for skilled veterinary professionals and a significant opportunity for rural communities where animal care is deeply connected to both our economy and our quality of life. As already been shared several times, I am very proud of the monetary commitment that the General Assembly, the $60 million, which ultimately made this happen. To the faculty, staff, and leadership of Murray State, thank you for your vision and for your dedication. To the students, this building is for you and for those that will follow in your footsteps for years to come. To everyone who has played a role in making today possible, your efforts have made a lasting impact for years to come. And I would be remiss to not tell the little story about when you were talking about in the 70s, a young state representative filed a bill for a veterinary school here at Murray State. Kenny, my husband, so.
He's in the crowd.
He is. I don't think anybody's any more proud of this day than he is. I look forward to seeing the facility rise and seeing the lives it will change in the years ahead. Thank you, and congratulations to this remarkable milestone.
Thank you, Representative Imes, for your commitment to the future of Murray State. As a proud 1995 graduate of the Hudson College of Agriculture, a recipient of the Outstanding Hudson College of Agriculture Alumni Award, as well as a Murray State University Distinguished Alumna, Representative Stephen Rudy, House Majority Leader, is here with us today. Mr. Rudy, the podium is yours.
Thank you. One quick correction. It was 2000. I'm not quite that old. Graduated in 2000. Great memories here at Murray State. What a big, beautiful day here at Murray State University. Randy? Kind of shocked. The governor's not here. He usually loves to show up and take credit for things that he didn't have anything to do with. Folks, he's taking shots at us, and the gloves are getting ready to come off because the last thing we need is that man in the White House. Dr. Parr, you mentioned a lot of the history here. I was getting a little bit nervous because I have some memories here at this very farm that I don't think probably need to be aired out in public, and I was afraid that you were going to get into my days of high school of judging, horse judging right here at FFA Field Day. And even though I never had sat on a horse, I finished second in horse judging. See, I knew the rodeo team was going to put the prettiest girls on the best horses, and I knew to pick based on what the ladies looked like on top of the horses. I think I would have won it had it not been for that class of all boys that were sitting on top of. Also, my time here at Murray State, and I see some former professors back there, one of them who used to throw chalk at me. You can't do that stuff anymore. They got them marker boards now. You can't do that. But we had a lot of good times here. The Hillbilly Olympics, at which Dr. Brandon will tell you, Team Rudy was the best team that money could buy, and we competed very admirably against all those other organizations. But they mentioned my Distinguished Alumni Award. That was exactly 4 years ago today that I received that plaque. And I'll never forget when then President Jackson said, and this one goes to Stephen Rudy, for all he's done and all he's going to do. I thought, wow, all I'm going to do, what are they going to ask for next? I never dreamed that 4 years ago today that we would shortly thereafter begin this journey to where we are today. It seemed like a long and impossible task, but I knew Murray State University was up to it, because Murray State does not just prepare their students for careers, but they also prepare them to, when they get in their careers, to have a spirit of service, leadership, impact, and excellence. And today's groundbreaking for this veterinary services building, which will eventually become the home to the Murray State College of Veterinary Medicine, is another step forward in the mission for this fine institution. Now, Dr. Parr talked about how he just thought he could come and ask and it would make it happen. Dictatorships are more efficient, but they're only good if you're the dictator. And it really took a lot of buy-in and arm twisting as we went down this process for this interesting journey that we got to where we are today. Truly a team effort. No one person deserves anything. And a lot of these people have been shouted out today. I want to shout out another member of the General Assembly who's here, Randy Bridges. Now, Randy's from Paducah, and the entire West Kentucky caucus was bought in on this project. And Randy was like, let's shut this whole thing down if they're not going to give us the school. Said that many times, and we had to calm it down. But he was one of the biggest cheerleaders and advocates, and a lot of that stuff will never make the news. But folks, it was truly a team effort to get to where we are today. The fiscal courts that all sent their resolutions. I see a lot of my county judge executive friends here, city commissions, city councils, chambers of commerce, even the Louisville Zoo signed off on this. And the first year we tried, we were not successful. The road to get here had many highs and many lows. And, you know, in 2024, it looked like that we were going to get it done, and it fell apart at the end. In 2025, it looked like there was no way that it was going to happen. But after persistence, hard work, some uncommon alliances, and let's be frank, horse trading, we were able to get it done. The 2026 session just concluded last week, and there were a lot of highs and lows in that as well. For me personally, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who lifted me up and my family in our personal lows. I want you to know that I felt your prayers, and it is making a difference. Please continue to give us your prayers. We covet them. But when we talked about those highs and lows, I want to tell y'all about my new biggest cheerleader and my friend, Dr. Ron Patterson, who thinks I'm the reason. He's the reason that I wear Air Jordans now. Now, he made it okay, but what he doesn't know is in 2025, we got another bill passed to make sure that Maddie could get her permit about a year earlier. And she bought me my first pair of Air Jordans, she told me it was time for me to get with the times. But I want to thank you, sir, Dr. Patterson, for your humble leadership, for prioritizing realistically, for not showing up to Frankfurt with an entitlement mentality, as many of your peers did, and for having a very, very successful first session as president of Murray State University. My colleagues in the General Assembly recognize your work, you not having expectations, but asking for everything and being grateful and appreciative for everything. We believe you're the right man for the job, the right person for the job, and we believe that Murray State's best days lie ahead because of your leadership. Not just because of what you've done, but because what you will do. I want to close with this. Projects like this don't just happen. They are a result of leadership, collaboration, shared commitment in the future. This building, which will help address the desert of veterinary medicine here in Kentucky, will be so much more than bricks and mortar. It will represent an opportunity, it will represent innovation, and it will represent Murray State's continual role as serving as the driver for economic growth for our community and for strengthening West Kentucky and beyond. Thank you all so much. May God bless each and every one of you. May God bless the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Go Racers.
Thank you, Majority Leader Rudy, for all that you do for our Commonwealth and Western Kentucky. As vet school students will also fill the classrooms and laboratories in this building, I'd like to provide the founding dean of the Murray State University College of Veterinary Medicine, 2006 Hudson College of Agriculture graduate, Dr. Laura Ken Hoffman, a moment to share a few words. Thank you, and good afternoon to our distinguished guests, colleagues, partners, members of the community, and students of Murray State University. This is a very exciting day. I am honored to be a part of the groundbreaking ceremony for our Veterinary Sciences Building. This new facility will help advance veterinary medicine as we continue to serve generations of students and professionals within the veterinary technology and pre-veterinary medicine programs, and very soon serve the students of our developing College of Veterinary Medicine. Thank you to the legislators who made this possible through their generous funding and continued advocacy for Murray State University. I would like to extend my sincere appreciation to everyone at the Architect Group, Hafer, and to Susan Sharp Design, whose vision and expertise helped shape this facility. We met every other Tuesday for months, and they were always very thorough in explaining everything and asking questions about what we would like to see in a new building. Throughout the process, they would consistently listen to our ideas and work diligently to incorporate them into the design. They also never got upset when, a few days after going over a detail, I may send an email that said, "Well, I had an idea for how we could redo this one space." Their openness and commitment to collaboration were greatly appreciated. I would also like to offer my gratitude to our consultant, Dr. John Descanio, whose guidance and partnership help shape this into a building that can serve our undergraduate students as well as our veterinary students. He was instrumental in bringing the project to this important milestone. In addition, I would like to thank our facilities management team, Jason, Joe, and Angela. Their dedication, planning, and hard work throughout this process have been essential in preparing this site and ensuring that every step of the Veterinary Sciences Building moves forward smoothly. We are equally grateful to those who laid the foundation for our veterinary technology and pre-veterinary medicine department many years ago. Their leadership and commitment to these programs created the pathway that has led us to where we are now. When completed, this facility will provide state-of-the-art laboratories, modern classrooms, advanced clinical spaces, staff and faculty offices, and innovative study areas for students as they prepare for their careers in veterinary medicine. As we think back on our past, we also look forward to the future. We are especially excited for the hundreds of students who will pursue their studies here in the years to come. Future students like Ms. Carly Peeler, who is the 2026 Kentucky Miss Agriculture USA and is a very devoted member of FFA, as well as an officer, and is involved in research and will be a pre-veterinary medicine major at Murray State this fall. Thank you for coming today. Thank you. In closing, thank you for joining us today as we celebrate a project that will leave a lasting mark on this region and strengthen the opportunities we provide through our new Veterinary Sciences Building. Thank you. We're on a farm. Dr. Hoffman, thank you for your leadership and continued efforts as we create a strong foundation and continue the tradition for our College of Veterinary Medicine. Thank you all for joining us today. It's dry, it's beautiful, the sun is shining, as we start building the future for Murray State Agriculture. And I'm certain that Mr. Stanley and Miss Mabel never would have imagined the changes and growth that would unfold when they started this program 100 years ago. Thank you. At this time, I would like to ask those of you that are participating in any of the ceremony groundbreakings to make your way over here to my right, your left. And as guests, as they will be shoveling dirt and sand, I recommend not standing on this side of the tent, unless you would like to be a part of the day. So thank you all so much, and go Racers.